here, the No BS Show, episode number 6. Here today with Dan Riddle, our national sales manager at Riverside Payments. Brandon Skinner, obviously CEO of Riverside and Flyrite Creative. Definitely excited about the episode today. We're going to talk a little bit about Dan's journey from, you know, when he started here to becoming the top NSM in the company this past year, and just the work ethic and everything that he puts in, which is definitely a lot. So excited to tell the story, and then also very excited to talk about opportunity over adversity, and just really what it takes to put yourself out there and go to the next level. So yeah, welcome to the show, Dan. Pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much. Definitely a pleasure to be on the No BS Show, volume number 6 here. Definitely opportunity over adversity is a big key factor to all successful people. I mean, definitely had the opportunity to present itself to me here, and was at an adverse time for myself as well. But opportunity over adversity really stands out, because if you're in a tough time, in a trying time, you have a challenge. If you continue to focus on that adversity, you're going to miss the opportunities that come by. So really being focused on those opportunities and not on the adversity is what's going to give you that kick to get jump started in whatever you're trying to do successfully, whether it's personal or business. And if you're focused on the adversity, you're going to miss the opportunities as they go by. So really just being in tune with seeing those opportunities and grabbing a hold of them.
Yeah, exactly. And then when you're faced with that challenge or that adversity, really just simplifying it too, and not looking at the giant big problem or obstacle in front of you, but really focusing on, all right, what do I need to do today? And just focusing at it one day at a time, one more rep, one more hour, and just simplifying it. Because the easier something is, the more likely you're going to be able to stick to it and overcome that adversity. And then obviously focusing on the positive and the outcome that will come from it, on the positive side of things, because mindset is very key with that as well. Because if you're focused on negative things, you're going to, you know, it's going to be a lot more challenging for you. But if you're focused on the positivity and everything that's going to go right, not could, but going to go right, it really helps, you know, take you to that next level.
Definitely. And a real key there to be able to transition from focusing on the adversity to the opportunity, like you said, is just that little bit of a mindset shift. So it's not focusing on the problem. It's considering it a challenge. When we look at something as a challenge, you want to rise up and overcome a challenge. A problem is something that weighs you down. So it's that little bit of tweak in your mindset and how you even perceive the adversity, because an adversity is always an opportunity. If you're willing to find opportunity out of every adversity, even if an opportunity isn't right there in front of you, you're willing to go out and create an opportunity.
Yeah, and it's super interesting that you used the word, you know, rise above. That's our slogan for 2018 is decide and rise above. You know, we've had some massive growth the first few years of Riverside, and this last year was a mediocre growth for our standards that we have here. So, you know, we really got together as a group and decided that we're going to make that decision to really level up this year. So that slogan, you know, decide and rise above, is something that's, you know, in every decision we make every day, and how do we push ourselves to that next level, no matter how challenging it is.
Definitely. And then that decide and rise above slogan, that's something we, like you said, talk about day in and day out here. And when you're really in that mindset, you really take advantage of every opportunity, big or small. You start taking advantage of all opportunities, and then together they combine to be a huge opportunity. So when you're in that adversity or you're in that tough time, like you said, grew really huge and then kind of plateaued out, to see what we need to do and keep focused on the opportunities to continue to grow is going to be what really creates that success and makes us continued success now in the future and continuing that growth. And if we looked at it as an adversity and didn't look to decide and rise above, we'd be easily get bogged down and get stuck and not see those continued growth opportunities there.
Exactly. So kind of a good example of opportunity versus adversity is your story about when you first started working here at Riverside. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about that?
Definitely. So 3 years ago or so, definitely had the opportunity present itself. It was in a very adverse time for myself. I had, you know, had lost my job, was kind of in between looking for a new career opportunity, had injured myself playing sports. Was kind of a down and depressing moment for myself. And did personal fitness training, warehouse, construction, had a lot of different experiences in my careers, but nothing on the business or sales side of things. And I had a friend introduce me to Riverside Payments and the opportunity. opportunity here and was able to get in for an interview. Met Brandon, Jeremy, Jason here and had an interview. And I really didn't know what to expect or didn't know how I was going to go about succeeding here. But I saw it as a huge opportunity. I saw the chance, you know, I really wanted to look like those guys, talk like those guys, and definitely grabbed onto an opportunity and was willing to do whatever it takes. I wasn't focused on my adversity. I was focusing on a huge opportunity that had presented itself to me and definitely wanted to take full advantage of that and was willing to do what it takes day in and day out to really grab a hold and take advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's really what it's about is when faced with those challenges and presented with those opportunities, you really have to put yourself out there and go for it. You make 0% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky said it best, right? So that's one of the things is, you know, if you see that opportunity, you have to grab it and you have to go for it. And it also talked about how you tried a bunch of different things there during that window of time mm-hmm. to figure out what you love and what you're passionate about. And this obviously fell into place and is something that, you know, you're definitely passionate about. Just, and I can tell that personally mm-hmm. with, you know, the amount of work, the work ethic, the drive, the enthusiasm, the excitement in mm-hmm. your voice, even in this conversation yeah. that we're having right here, right?
So definitely. And not only just on the financial rewarding side of things, but like you like to, mm-hmm. to be able to help people find their passion and help people be successful. That definitely is one of the things that fuels me and fires me here. And the second topic we were going to touch on was risk over regret. You have to be willing to take that risk, mm-hmm. not talking about, you know, driving down the freeway in the dark at 100 miles an hour with your light off type risk.
Yeah.
We're talking
That's
about
not the good risk to take.
No, we're talking about risk of getting out of your comfort zone and not being afraid to fail. Like you said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, and you have to be willing to risk failure to be successful. And that's that risk over regret, because if you don't take this shot or you don't get out of your comfort zone and be willing to fail, you're going to regret it down the road.
Exactly. And the worst thing is, you know, if you're 70, 80 years old, looking back, you don't want to have a life full of regrets. You want to have a life full of memories and, you know, making the most of your life, because you only have one life. You can't, there's no redo. There's no reset, right? So you need to make the most of it. Find what you love to do. If you hate your situation that you're in, you got to shake it up. You got to go for it. You know, worst case scenario, if you fail, then you bounce back. That's what you learn in life and in business is, you know, one failure just is you're that much closer to that success at that point. Or in sales, as we say, that next no puts you one more step closer to the yes. Okay. So really you gotta know that, and you gotta take those risks and those chances. I mean, I feel a good example of that is with my previous company that I owned. I owned that for 7 years, had a good thing going, just really wasn't happy or passionate about the direction of the company. It kind of staled out and just had different creative differences with my partner at the time, a business partner. So decided to, you know what, I really want to go for the fences, create this national brand and this company that can really be proud of. I just had a daughter, so I wanted to be able to pass something down to her as well. So, you know, make her proud. So, you know, decided, hey, I'm going to go all in. I'm going to sell everything and then create this opportunity, and just went for it. It was a major risk. It was definitely rough the first 6 months to a year. You know, you had to make a lot of sacrifices. You know, as Gary Vee would say, kind of eat shit, and you know, so you can get that reward at one point. So, and it's definitely paid off, and it's been very exciting and rewarding to be able to help other individuals such as yourself motivate, inspire others, and you know, because that's what it's about. You know, obviously making money is important. I love that aspect, but it's how you make your money too, right? And then taking that risk and, you know, putting yourself out there so you can have those opportunity to inspire and motivate others. And you know, that's what I love, and that's why I love doing the shows here and kind of learning
Definitely.
The different stories involved. You know?
And then just to piggyback off of your story, you know, your goal and your plan never really changed. The goal never changed, but mm-hmm. you sidestepped that plan. You were able to adjust your plan
yes.
and really take that risk, like you said, mm-hmm. with the same goal in mind, but you took that risk, took that sidestep, and you were able to have
adjust.
No regret
yeah.
and adjust and be successful. So, you mm-hmm. know, you took out that...
No plan is perfect, and you know, that was one of the things. The goal never did change, the vision never did change, but you know, I had to evolve and adapt and adjust the plan so that I could achieve that goal and accomplish that vision that we have here. So that's a great point, a very good way to put it, and you know, that's something that very interesting. I like that.
Definitely. So yeah, just opportunity over adversity,
yeah.
risk over
What would
regret.
You say, you know, obviously you work with a lot of the reps and everything, so what would you say, you know, just somebody in general trying something new, what's some advice that you give somebody who's like, all right, I'm taking that risk, you know, what to expect, and then, you know, how give them some advice out there. So they're going for it, boom, they're taking that risk, and then what?
Definitely. So with a lot of the new reps that come along, it's something new. It can be scary, or mm-hmm. we talk about fear. We have to sidestep from fear, put that
false
to the side.
False event, superior real.
Exactly. And you have to create your vision. And like you said, the vision and the goal has to be so big and so real that no fear will hold you back from going and getting it. Of course, anything new, it's going to take some time. You have to give yourself time. You have to give yourself a break. But you also have to invest in yourself. If you put in that work, you have to know that ultimately having that belief that it is going to work out, you are going to be mm-hmm. successful because I'm willing to do what it takes. That's what I started with here. I remember that I started, I didn't have experience, and it took a lot of work. It didn't come easy, but I knew and I believed in myself that with the system that we have in place, ultimately was going to lead me to be successful. So I'm able to use my personal experience with new reps, tell them to come in, just hold on, just believe. And I promise you, if you continue to work hard day in and day out, you're going to decide to rise above.
Yeah, exactly. And with that, you know, you mentioned fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people start worrying when you try something new, which it's normal. It is mm-hmm. something that I experience and I have to make sure I push out of my head quickly, is you can't worry about the what ifs. You know, once you make that decision, you just have to be laser guided focused. Think of the positivities. Don't worry about the what ifs. Push those out of your mind. Make sure you surround yourself with those like-minded people. Follow the positivity. Follow your Tony Robbins, your Gary V's, and all that on social media so you have the constant positive influence on your life. And that's going to help you during those beginning stages because fear will creep into your head. You're going to think at one point, what the hell did I do? Why did I do this? I mean, I thought that numerous times in the first 6 months, believe me, because it's not easy, you know, building something and, you know, making that change, and it's uncomfortable. But that's where you grow, and those adversities is what makes you stronger and helps realize how much you can really do, and it pushes yourself, and you can then realize how much more you can do and how much better you can be. So it was just, you know, it's a great experience. You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You know, we've all heard that saying, and you know, that's life, you know, and you know, when you have that adversity and you have those struggles, just remember, you're going to look back on that when you become successful and be like, that's what helped me get there. That's what made it. Remember when we used to do this, mm-hmm. remember when we used to do that. And that's something that you're going to look back and laugh about. So keep that in mind. Keep yourself surrounded with positivity and really focus on that, because you never want fear to hold you back, and definitely don't let those what ifs creep into your head, because otherwise it'll hold you back. So just keep that in mind when you're out there. So any other advice or anything that you give on that side of things? Or?
Yeah, like you were just talking about, just that opportunity over adversity. You have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. A lot of the most successful people, mm-hmm. you're constantly pushing your comfort zone. So if you can get comfortable being uncomfortable, it's kind of a oxymoron there. But it really is true. Once you get comfortable pushing yourself and pushing that comfort zone and expanding what you thought was normal, then once you get there, you can kind of establish yourself there, and then you'll just be amazed with what more you can keep doing and doing and how far you can progress yourself. Like you said, looking back, remember what we used to do, or remember where we started from, or remember what used to seem big or seem difficult. Now down the road, when we continue to push our comfort zone, becomes the small things, you know what I mean? When we get so big that we push ourselves past
that. Because you're personally constantly evolving and bettering mm-hmm. yourself. And when you put in that time, you know, it's 21 days, they say, to create a habit. You know, so the first 21 days are obviously going to be extremely difficult. And that's where you really need to focus on that. And you need to be evolving and, you know, getting better. And the only way to do that is to get uncomfortable and do new things. You know, a great example would be the podcast and the vlogs that we're doing here. You know, this is the sixth time doing it. And, you know, the first episode, I know I'm pretty sure I said like 500 times. So, you know, I was calling myself Master Flex. But, you know, with that, you start to get more and more comfortable and realize that it's not as hard as you think it is. And, you know, you just get comfortable at that point because it's become a habit. And then you realize that you can do a lot more than you think you can. And that's a really cool and awesome space to be in when you don't care what others think and you have that confidence that you can portray. And you can just do so much more. And you just got to give yourself your credit and believe, get your mind right, make sure you're focused first with that, because that's where it starts. And then again, you're going to be amazed at the results that you see there.
Definitely. Like you were talking about belief. If you in your mind you truly believe that you could never fail at anything that you seeked out to do, you would approach it and attack it with a different type of intensity and a different type of passion than if you let yourself hold on to that fear of, like you said, the what ifs or what if this happens, what if I fail. If you really in your heart and in your mind and truly believed that there was nothing that I can do that I will fail at, you would approach it with a different intensity and a different tenacity.
Yeah, especially if it's something you love to do and you're passionate about. Obviously, you know, it's got to be a little bit practical with what you're doing, and it's got to make sense. But if it's something that you love, you're passionate about, you have that drive, you know, I heard the Lil Wayne in a rap song, "I'm the best yet, yet my best is yet to come." He knows he's the best, and that's the mindset that you have to have. Your Tom Brady's, your LeBron James, all those guys, you know, they focus on, they know they're the best, and they continue to push themselves to be better. And that's the mindset that you need to have. And if you're not quite there and you don't really have the confidence, you got to fake it till you make it a little bit and just keep telling yourself that and just keep working on your trait and your craft. And then over a long period of time, if you do that consistently, day in and day out, you will become the best at that. So keep that in mind. And worst case, you're making yourself better each and every day too, right? And that's what it's about. So just keep that in mind out there. You got to have the, you know, risk versus reward. Take those risks. All right, and focus on the opportunity, not the adversity at hand. And remember, it starts in your mind. You got to believe in yourself and know you can do it without a doubt. And that's the first major step. So focus on those things out there, and yeah, you'll be very successful. So
definitely, and I like to piggyback on that. The lyric you had there, "My best is yet to come." Those people that you're talking about are basically the greats in what they do, but they still have that belief that their best is yet to come. So they didn't get complacent. They didn't think, "I'm the best, so I'm just going to go ahead and write it here." They still had the desire and the passion to know that their best was yet to come. So that's again seeing those opportunities. So you can be in a great place, but if you get complacent there, you're not going to continue to see other sidestep opportunities and like what we're doing here, continue to branch out and get bigger doing multiple things. That's because we know our best is yet to come, so we're willing to take on even more opportunities that if we thought we were doing great, we might not see or we might pass up.
Exactly. You know, you never want to take your foot off the gas. When you start getting that momentum and you start getting it, you need to squeeze everything out of it. And that's when you 10x or 100x, right? You know, that's when you level up. It's when you decide and rise above. And that's, you know, just keep that in mind too. When you start getting that success and the ball starts rolling, that's the momentum. And that's the best time to push even more and push even harder out there, okay? So make sure that you're doing that as well. It's going to be amazing.
Definitely. So definitely opportunity over adversity, risk over reward. I definitely love the topic. Love the podcast here. It's been a ton of great knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us on the No BS show here, episode number 6. It was a great one. And as always, you know, make it a great day out there. Take that risk. Stop thinking about it. Stop planning it. Stop scrolling, dinking around on your phone. Get up off the couch. Get out there and do something. Take that risk. Don't wait. Do it now. All right? Thanks again for joining us, Dan.
Thank you for
having me. We appreciate it. And make it a great day, everyone.